With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump's sentencing in its New York case is being postponed until September after Trump's lawyers filed a letter with the judge looking to set aside the recent guilty verdict. The sentencing will now be delayed until September 18th at the earliest. The lawyers asked for more time to go over any potential impact from the Supreme Court's immunity decision, which gave Trump immunity for official acts in office. President Biden will meet with Democrat governors on Wednesday in the wake of his dismal debate showing.
The president will speak directly with worried governors as he attempts to solidify support among his party's top leaders after last week's troubling debate performance. A spokesperson says he will also hold calls with party leaders in Congress. The calls are part of the president's attempt to calm fears among some Democrats who worry he may not be up to continuing a campaign, much less defeat Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Well, Biden's blaming foreign travel for his poor debate performance last week. He spoke with donors at a fundraiser in Virginia Tuesday, where he said it wasn't very smart when he decided to travel around the world a couple of times shortly before the debate. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. government's paying drug maker Moderna to develop a flu vaccine.
Moderna is getting $176 million from the Department of Health and Human Services to accelerate development of a pandemic influenza vaccine that would be used to treat bird flu in people. Officials say the project can be quickly redirected to target another form of influenza if a different threat than the H5N1 form of bird flu emerges. That virus was detected earlier this year in dairy cows, and three people have been infected. But officials say the threat to the general population remains low. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. A report by Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it's been blamed for persecuting Muslim minorities. The mosque in two other provinces with large populations of Muslims have now closed as well. This is SRN News. Officials say more than 100 people have been killed in a stampede at a religious gathering in northern India.
Hundreds of people had gathered at the meeting of a Hindu religious preacher in the district of Hathras in northern India when the incident happened. It's not immediately clear what led to the crush. Reports said a tent had been set up for the meeting, but people started feeling uncomfortable as it was hot and humid. Confusion spread when many tried to leave the tent at the same time. The medical officer said many had been admitted to hospital.
Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean as a powerful Category 4 on a path toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least six people have died after Beryl slammed the Southeast Caribbean. A hurricane warning was in effect for Jamaica and a hurricane watch for the Caymans. The FDA is approving a new Alzheimer's drug, the Eli Lilly-produced drug, the second treatment available in the U.S. More details at SRNnews.com.